Usually we do a story when someone decides to run for office. Generally, it isn't much news when a possible candidate decides against a run. But in this case today, it is news. The headline, West Michigan GOP Congressman Justin Amash has decided he will not run for the open U.S. Senate seat in Michigan in 2014. As of now, former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land is the only declared Republican candidate. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now. Rick, how surprising was Amash's announcement?
Well, you know, in some respects, not surprising at all, because Justin Amash really wasn't acting like a statewide candidate. But, you know, Amash is also such an iconoclast that a lot of people were saying that that doesn't necessarily mean that he wouldn't run and sort of, you know, make a play for bigger influence, more prominence for the liberty wing of the Republican Party. In the end, he decided he likes being an influence in the U.S. House of Representatives and a burr under the saddle of the Republican leadership there. So he decided to stick it out in the 3rd Congressional District, where he's likely to win re-election.
So, as I mentioned earlier, as of now, it is only Terry Lynn Land. Should we assume that GOP spot on the ballot is hers for the taking?
You know what? We may not be quite there yet, but boy, it is sure getting close. That Republicans are getting ready for their biennial confab on Mackinac Island, and that's usually the time that you would want to be in by. And there's really no one else out there. Dr. Rob Steele from the Ann Arbor area is supposedly testing the waters, but my understanding is he's going to be waiting for the first round of fundraising reports in October, and he'll see how Terry Lynn Land does before making a final decision. But, you know, right now, she seems pretty close to locking this up.
And for the Democratic side, where do things stand again?
That it's Gary Peters, and Gary Peters, the congressman from the 14th District, is unchallenged for the Democratic nomination. And so that means that if Terry Lynn Land is, in fact, unopposed as the Republican for the Republican nomination, Gary Peters is unopposed for the Democratic nomination, that the two of them can start going at each other rather than suffering through a divisive, potentially expensive primary that would diminish their prospects next year.
Putting it into perspective, as always, Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks so much, Rick.
And as always, my pleasure.